Pesach.
Welcome to Brutal Brunch with your hosts Matt Moore and Matt Mastromaro.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
Those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
WMFO Medford.
Welcome to prime time, bitch!
There we go. Now you're mic'd up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Welcome to the
Happy
Christmas edition.
Happy Krampusnacht from yesterday. Blessed Festivus, I think, is also today.
This is kind of weird. It's unusual because so usually when shows do like a Christmas thing, it's ahead of time because they take time off or whatever. But
absolutely
last two
not.
Years, we had shows on Christmas Day and on Christmas Eve.
Mr. No Days Off.
And this is the earliest we've done a Christmas show in a while.
Feels good. Feels good. I love the Christmas show. It's my favorite because I do the least amount of work.
It's pretty nice. Well, yeah, I mean,
nobody releases albums historically this year, folks.
But we do have quite a story in the metal area.
We certainly do.
To get to. We may or may not have a police blotter. We're working on that.
I think may
we
not.
We have our interns working on that, we can make that happen still.
What I have is a memory of a historical police blotter I read at my dad's house from the other Melrose newspaper that you have to pay for, not the Free Press, the other... The fancier one.
The weekly news. No, it's the other way around.
Is it the other way around?
Yeah, you have to pay for the Free Press.
The weekly news.
All right, so why don't we... Matt, your favorite band, Goldfinger, has a new Christmas song out.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear it?
I mean, no, but I guess yes.
No, we don't have to hear it. Well, we'll do something else first, and then we'll figure out what's going next. This is, as we play every year, the local favorites, Orgasm, with their combination Little Drummer Boy and Jingle Hell. You're hearing it on Brutal Brunch here at WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. If you want to call in, have any Christmas requests,
number
is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, or 781-350-3264. And here is Wargasm.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Now metal lives in me.
That was Friends of the Show, Gun Cunley, doing All I Want for Christmas Is You, a cover, obviously, of Mariah Carey. Before that was Wargasm, with their kind of Christmas suite. That was Little Drummer Boy and Jingle Hell. And we have a couple more local tracks to get to, and then we're going to throw things open. Matt's very excited about a couple songs he has.
Excited that the King will make another appearance on today's show.
Unless I filibuster and just
good luck. You don't have the... I have a supermajority to get King Diamond on the show.
All right. So before we get back to music, we're going to do a brutal gift exchange.
Brutal gift exchange. First of all, for the other, I guess, shows who are listening or coming in today, there's a brutal, literal brutal brunch of donuts and box of coffee in the other room when you come in. But yeah, now we will do the brutal exchange of gifts to stave off the dark winter nights. We will exchange gifts. I have my gift from Matt here, which I'm crinkling in the mic for your oral pleasure.
Who's going to go first?
I will go first. Are you hearing this? It's coming up. I've opened it. It's a, it's a Jordan Grace's book. Thank you very much. DMs of a female indie wrestler. I thought it was like female lady wrestler. It's very silly. Signed. Very nice. And it's just like screenshots of her notes app of guys like sending her sit on my face and so forth. Very good, Matt. Thank you very much. Our friend John.
Oh, there's more.
There's more.
Look at the front.
To Matt from Jordan Grace. Oh, no. So I think we've now solved the mystery that's been going around in our group messaging.
Our group text.
Of who got the Jordan Grace, obviously, powerful lady wrestler. Yep, okay. Now all is revealed. To Matt, thank you for being such a huge supporter. I hope you have a great Christmas and an amazing New Year. All the best, Saint Thick Jordan Grace. That's hilarious. So now we have the answer to who was getting these Christmas cards. Because John got one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was you. Thank
Matt. Addressed to Norbit, which was great.
Norbit?
Because you can, like... So the whole thing is that... Because he was like, how did you even... do this. And it was because if you follow her on Twitter, the whole thing is she sells personalized, or this year she was selling personalized Christmas cards.
That's hilarious.
And then so when you order, you can put in the notes like if you want it made out to somebody else, put it in. So I was like, make one out to Norbit, please.
Norbit, yeah. One to Norbit, please.
So yeah, you posted that without any warning in the group text, and everybody lost their minds.
It was like a mystery. I saw him yesterday, and he's like, who did it? I'm going to figure it out. Somebody sent this to me. I need to know. I'm like, I have no idea. I don't even know. Like, I thought we were like, Ryan did it. Ryan, like, he found the way to, like, write in her handwriting and did it somehow.
So that's the thing, because Norbit, he did know it was for me, but I told him that you were going to want two, so he's like, I'll throw him off the scent.
That's hilarious. That is absolutely hilarious. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yours will pale, but mine is not as good. But maybe
this is a one-of-a-kind gift.
More sentimental. It's a one-of-a-kind gift.
I'll also do that. I will explain. So gift wrap as opposed to...
It's a gift bag because I don't know how to wrap. It saved my life.
Ooh. Excellent.
A National Women's Hockey League puck. That is a game-used puck from the Pride...
Riveters
game from 2 weeks ago when the Pride came back to win 5-3 or whatever. Our mutual friend slash enemy, Kevin Werner's fiance, refs a lot of the National Women's Hockey League games. And I was like, oh, my buddy Matt's a huge NWHL fan. So after the game was over, she just snatched that puck right off the ice, just walked out of the arena with it.
That's tremendous.
So there you go.
This is my first ever game-used object.
I mean, that could be, like, famous.
I have to get this in a nice case. I'll have to bring it. A lot of times with Pride games, like they come out after the game,
yeah,
and all the kids get in line for signed, and now I'm gonna get in line and be like, sign this, please.
Walk behind the little kids on your knees. And just your kid.
I'm just gonna part the seas.
This little kid's got 5 o'clock shadow. I'm gonna sign his hockey puck.
That's amazing.
Mary Kriegmas. This is hilarious. These are unreadable on the air, I assume.
There's some good ones. It takes approximately 2 minutes to read. I'll admit that it's a pre-read gift.
I like the guys who send pictures of themselves to her. That's bold.
Oh, you should see the picture she sends.
Yikes.
To a dude. And then, well, yeah. Look at the previous page, though. It's a setup.
What a goof.
All right, let's regroup. After that, we'll play a couple of local tracks. This is a newer one. Actually, trying to see for my programming strategy here. Let's play a recent track. This was new a year or two ago. We played for the first time last year.
Ooh.
Played again. It is a cover of All Holy Night featuring members of Seven Spires. That would be Adrian Cowan and
good.
Jack Costo, as well as Mike Kerr and Ven Thangaraj of Firstborn. Mike was very excited when we played the show last
oh, really?
Year. Yeah.
I mean, it's a great song.
So here you go. There's All Holy Night. We got some 4 years strong coming, and we might do a couple. I think we'll do a couple Home Alones back to back, and I'll let Matt take over for the majority of the show.
Yes.
All right. Here you go. All Holy Night. You're listening to Brutal Brunch, WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
Long may the world If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Thank you.
That is brand new from August Burns Red. They previously put out Sledden Hill, which was their full-length Christmas album. And that is part of their brand new EP called Winter Wilderness. That obviously was the Home Alone theme, because before that was 4 Years Strong and their stripped-down version of the Home Alone theme. Also known as, Matt, do you know the official name of that song?
No.
Somewhere in My Memory. So there you go. 4 Years Strong, as you normally don't hear them. And then before that was Adrian Cowan, Mike Kerr, and Jack Costo combining to do Oh Holy Night. All right, Matt, we don't have an official...
No, we don't.
Metal history or concert calendar, but you do have some big news.
Literally nothing.
In the metal scene.
Yeah, so like the big news for me, because of the joke it produced, I guess, was the Cannibal Corpse guitarist Pat O'Brien was arrested. His Florida home was on fire, and I think the fire marshals... the firefighters refused to further fight the flames because they said they found two quote-unquote military-style flamethrowers in the house as they were kind of like battling the fire, which makes me question, like, what's a military-style flamethrower? Like, what makes one a military-style flamethrower as opposed to like a personal use flamethrower or like a home defense flamethrower?
I know.
You're not allowed to have a flamethrower. Like
your boy Elon Musk makes like the personal use ones, I assume, right?
Well, what is that for then?
Nothing.
Could I not go into the military with my Elon Musk flamethrower and flamethrow people? Or brush, if you will? I don't know. But they found what I can only describe as a John Popper amount of weapons in his home. 50 shotguns, 20 semi-automatic rifles, 2 Uzi-style firearms, 20 handguns, and 2 flamethrowers, and thousands of rounds of ammunition, and this as well as additional weapons, which I assume are hammers. But like... You only have 2 hands, is what I like to say when you find guys like this, where they have like an arsenal of weapons. Like you don't have, you know what you don't have is an army of men and women
right.
To wield these weapons.
In the classic nonfiction book, World War Z.
Yeah,
I think if you read that, you realize the problem when people show up with a bunch of guns and not enough ammunition.
You can't do anything with it. Obviously, he's a Cannibal Corpse released a statement saying he's getting help, so there's something going on. The funny tweet that this produced was. Gentlemen, I want to credit him. The guy's name is Porn University, at Porn University on Twitter. Posting the story saying, honestly, we should have seen this coming, with a link to the Cannibal Corpse popular songs on Spotify, including Hammer Smashed Face, I Have Guns in My House for Murder, Evisceration Plague, My Home is Full of Skulls. We should have seen this
coming. He had skulls in there, too, right? I don't know
if there were skulls in there, if they were real skulls, but, I mean, the place burned down, because the Florida firefighters were like, I'm not going in there. Mm-hmm. There's military-style flamethrowers inside. Anyway.
But, I'm sorry, did you get to it? Because I was queuing something up, but the fact that he was arrested, too, because this whole, like, he had an altercation with the neighbors?
Yeah. Yes, no, he was arrested. Yeah. He was released on $50,000 bail. So they just got picked to be on... The leg of they were going to open for Slayer for their like retirement tour or whatever they're doing. So who knows how that'll go. I'm glad no one was hurt. I guess it's kind of a funny story because no one actually got hurt. I guess feelings
just like
hurt.
The ICP man,
just like the ICP guy with the hatchet, which is still the best story of the entire year. Driving around the Kiss One Away parking lot or whatever with a hatchet. No one was injured. Police did an excellent job not hurting anyone, including themselves and that guy. And we played My Hatchet for him, I believe. Matt, that's all I got. No songs were released historically. I have some of
mine. Did you want to do a recall
songs.
Of your police blotter now, or do you want to wait?
Oh, so yeah. So I have a recall. So like, you know, like how that was a Tenacious D when they said this is not the greatest song in the world. It's just a tribute. So in the Melrose Daily News?
Weekly News.
They have like a historical police blotter section. And sometime in the 70s, there was a dance at Melrose High. The dance got violent. I think kids brought in booze, because as you do. Cops came, tried to break up the dance. Kids were, like, punching police officers. It spilled out into the streets. I believe, like, it ends with, like, kids, like, jumping in cars and, like, car chases. It was, like, outrageous. This police blotter was, like, 2 pages in length. And I went over to my dad's house this morning to grab the Weekly News, because he gets it. And I'm like, I got it. I grabbed the first tabloid-style newspaper off his kitchen table. I opened it up here at the studio this morning, and it was the Herald. So that's what I remember about this historical police blotter. You know, pick up a copy of the Melrose Weekly News. It's a pretty fun story. It's like, it's pretty wild. I feel like you could set it to music and like put it in like a film. You know, just like sort of wild party film of like teens fighting the police and like running through the streets.
Like the Warriors.
Running over the L Pond, I guess, to escape prosecution.
I mean, people think it's a joke when you say the mean streets of Melrose.
It was a mean streets. This is only 40 something years ago. Yeah. You know?
If you were there, when am I have any memories?
If you were involved in this brutal melee at Melrose High 40 years ago, then call in.
All right, and the number to do so is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636 or 781-350-3264. And Matt, I know that you have some holiday favorites.
I do. Do you want me to get to them?
Yeah, if you're queued up and ready to go.
I'm ready. I do have holiday favorites, and they're ones that Matt doesn't like. Because this would usually be Black Metal Song of the Week, we're obviously going to play All I Want for Kriegmas by everyone's favorite band, Woods of Trees. I believe I'm on two.
You should be good to go as long as it...
many plugs here now. Okay, here's Woods of Trees with All I Want for Kriegmas. Black Metal Song of the Week.
Time!
Yes, the soothing sounds of one King Diamond.
King Diamond! Merry Christmas! Do you want an N64?
I was trying to emulate the N64 for my Christmas wishes, and I couldn't do it.
Is that on your Christmas list this year?
An N64 emulator so I can play Star Fox? Yes, please. Merry Christmas to me.
So that was No Presents for Christmas. Originally released as a single, and then as we were just looking up, it was also then put on the Dark Sides EP compilation, put up by Roadrunner Records, and initially, King Diamond appeared on the cover, and his face paint, his corpse paint, resembled that of the Kiss Demon.
Yes.
Which, of course...
The WCW Kiss Demon.
The only logical next step of that is for Gene Simmons to sue him, he did. The lawsuit was dropped once King Diamond changed his face paint design.
I don't like that he had to back down from Gene Simmons. Like, he should have...
The king of lawsuits.
I would have defended King Diamond.
King lawsuit versus King Diamond.
For free in this lawsuit.
Anyway, before that was Run on Rudolph.
The best.
The Motorhead version. And that was Matt's set. It kicked off with All I Want for Kriegmas Is You. The classic, the instant classic from Woods of Trees.
You can hear when you play Run, Run, Rudolph by Motorhead, you can just smell whiskey in the studio. It just like happens. Like you just turn it on, you're like, wow, is there booze all over the place in here? What's happening? That's just how good it is. You just feel the Christmas drinking, I guess, that Lemmy would do. And then we also discussed the mania where Lemmy just forgot the lyrics that Triple H just was like, I am the game.
We should play that.
Yeah, play that clip. Forgetting how to do the lyrics to his own song.
All right. So, Matt, I know we have a couple more songs to get to. I will say, because the plan is, it's TBD because we have to see what's available. But hopefully we'll be back. At least me, at least I, Matt, if Matt wants to stomach another 4 hours, we'll try to come back for for a year-end countdown.
My lord.
But anyway, so I'll save my horror movie list till then.
Okay.
In general, but I do have to say, one of the top five horror movie of the year, probably.
Which?
Is also a Christmas movie.
Okay.
Anna and the Apocalypse. Have you seen it?
No.
Heard of it?
No. I mean, no, I haven't. Neither.
So
I've not seen of it nor heard of it.
It is quite critically acclaimed. Unfortunately, it's only a limited release, but and you'll scoff at this first thing.
I'm scoffing.
Which I kind of did, too.
I'm scoffing.
But it's a musical.
I'm scoffing. And yes, I have seen
the musical, like a high school musical version of Shaun of the Dead.
No, I take it back. I have seen that commercial because you brought up the musical part. Okay.
And it is shockingly good.
Is it funny?
Yes.
Okay.
It starts off, you're like I started, and like the first song starts, and like I knew it was a musical going to it, and I'm like, is this, like, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, I don't want to compare it to Glee, but it's kind of like that kind of like quirky thing to start. I'm like, I don't know if I can do this for an hour and a half, but then it becomes legitimately funny.
It makes sense.
Quite good.
They've done everything they can with zombies.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well do a musical.
Might as well.
I mean, there's nothing left. There's nothing. That show, The Walking Dead, is still on. Do you know that?
I did. I just knew that because I saw the headlines that dude got killed off or whatever.
Rick?
Was off the show.
Like, it's so stupid. Like, please stop. Yeah, that sounds good to me. So it's Christmas themed.
Mm-hmm.
And they're singing and like, I'll tell you though, I don't love Shaun of the Dead. I gotta say.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like British people. I don't like British humor. I do like Hot Fuzz. That's my favorite of the
not those British guys. Humor, okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say we just played Motorhead.
I like that's not funny. You think Levy's funny?
Okay, so yeah. Hot Fuzz is good.
Yeah.
Shaun of the Dead, you don't appreciate
it. It just didn't catch me at the right time, maybe. If I saw it now, I might enjoy it. Who knows?
Well, this takes place in Scotland.
I like Scotland. That's the thing. I like the other, like, I like...
The other part, like
Scottish
Wales and...
people. Yeah, I like Irish. But, like, if it's, like, purely, like, English stuff, I'm kind of like, all right.
Fair enough.
Get out of here with this. It's not funny. They're not bawdy enough. They think they're too dry. Too dry, I guess I would say. They think they're, like, more dry and witty than they are. Like, you're not. That's my take on England.
There you go.
That's my take on English comedies.
Anything else to mention before we get to the show? The only thing I want to say is my sports report is that the Lightning, just give them the cup.
Woo! Probably. I don't know. Bruins are bad. I got no comebacks for this anymore. Like, they're bad. You guys are good. Hockey's a nightmare. My dad got a new dog. He named after Alex Cora. Keeps calling it a boy even though it's a girl, which is very funny. Yeah, that's my news.
There you go.
It's a cute dog. check it out. Check it out on social media. We'll be taking a lot of pictures.
All right. Other sports news involves the woman of the hour, Jordan Grace, because she and Gresham.
Jordan Grace and Jonathan Gresham.
Devastating news for several people we know.
Devastating news for Ryan. They're married or engaged or married?
Engaged.
Engaged. Okay. Congratulations.
Cruise on the Bahamas.
Very nice.
So, all right.
And TNA has moved to a channel that I don't have. That's the wrestling news, right?
Pursuit channel.
What channel is that?
Yeah, I don't know. So at least like Pop and whatever else was on, like I was aware of.
Well, Pop was like the TV guy channel.
The Great American Network or whatever.
Great American Network. Whatever
it
was.
The Outdoors Network.
Yeah.
So now they're moving to Pursuit. They are moving to Fridays, so which is at least more watchable for me since it's on at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Instead of Thursdays. But yes,
I don't have it.
What a journey.
I've been watching it on Twitch. You can watch some of their stuff on like Twitch TV, but it's like random because they just like stream like whatever, so it's not consistent. Thanks. That's the greatest wrestling. The current version of whatever the hell it is, Impact, is better than Raw, period. End of story. Like, it's been better than Raw for 6 months. You know, it stinks that it's on a channel that I have no idea. I mean, I don't even know what that is, you know? Like, I pay my dad's cable bill, and he has every possible channel, and I don't even think he has it. I don't think he even has that.
Well, they are owned by...
He has, like, Rye TV. He has, like, the Italian channel. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't speak Italian.
It is owned by a Canadian company now, so maybe it's, like, some...
Oh, maybe it's Canadian?
Could be, I don't know.
Is it just, like, hunting shows and then
It is hunting shows.
Okay, that's what I figured. All right. Tight. Cool.
Sweet. All right, what do you want to hear?
What do you got?
We got more black metal. We got black metal version of Carol of the Bells.
Mm.
We got another local track, Swarm of Eyes, Nothing for Christmas. Or we could do Santa Claus is Coming Down by like Nothing for Christmas Better. Type O Negative.
Christmas Morning.
Christmas
whatever.
Morning.
Yeah.
And whatever else you could think of. We got Goldfinger.
Let's do Swarm of Eyes.
All right. Let me, here we go. Swarm of Eyes doing Nothing for Christmas featuring the OG, L-O-G-A-N. You listen to Brutal Brunch here. WMFO Medford 91.5. I'm streaming live on WMFO.org.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas because I've been nothing.
But bad! I'm
The blackest of the black metal.
This guy's the best. So silly.
That was, of course, Carol the Bells. That's by a band called Erlosung. They actually have a YouTube channel that I think they still update, so you can check them out for more. Oh, man. Hold on.
That's fun.
People.
Merry Christmas!
We got the Damons running wild.
Mailer Damons.
Okay. Before that, we had Swarm of Eyes with None for Christmas.
Sure did.
And we're about to head out of here. We will be back at least in 2 weeks. Stay tuned. Stay posted as we have a countdown show for the end of the year.
4 hours of Matt talking about horror 50. Movies.
It's going to be amazing.
Pop punk.
There will be some pop punk in there. I'm not going to lie. Anyway, we are Brutal Brunch. You've been listening to WMFO Med for 91.5 FM. Streaming live on WMFO.org. And stay tuned for more great shows coming up. And have a good Christmas, New Year, all that.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
And we're gonna say goodbye with another friend of the show, posthumously.
Peter Steele.
Typo Negative doing Red Water Christmas Morning. Enjoy.
Merry Christmas.